I got a bone to pick with Joppy about something, and for some reason, he likes to foil things on the grill, and in my opinion, if you're putting it in foil and putting all kinds of crap in it and sealing it up, you're not grilling. You could do that on the hood of your car, man. That's not grilling.
Maybe you should do that on the hood of your car and give it a try.
Okay, right? Get out your little
as you drive
stinking,
over to see your other radio host friend that you have, because I'm going to disown you.
That'd be
it. Anyway, no, aluminum foil, what it does is I create these little packets of aluminum foil.
Oh, tell the truth, Joppy.
I am.
Tell the truth. You buy the little foil bags.
They don't have them anymore, or I would. They don't have them anymore, or I would. Basically, what I'm saying is, if you're cooking dense vegetables like carrots or potatoes or Bob likes beets, any of these root vegetables that are more dense, they take longer to cook than the meat does on the grill.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I do is wrap them in a foil pouch, and you can put just a zesty Italian dressing on them, or if you want to get a little more sophisticated, seal that thing up, put it on the cooler side of the grill and for about 30, 35 minutes, and those vegetables will be ready to eat. Now, what you don't want to do is put your soft vegetables in there, like an onion or a green pepper. They will disintegrate over that period of time. This technique's for these more dense root vegetables, okay? So now, that's why I use a foil pouch.
Blame it on the density.
Yeah, right. Well, I've been dealing with density now for about 4 years on the other end of that mic, so...
There's your opening.
Yeah.